This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.
Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt issued a state of emergency for Carter, Cotton, Garfield, Hughes, Kay, Lincoln, Love, Murray, Okfuski, Oklahoma, Payne, and Pontotoc County Sunday morning due to severe storms that included tornadoes, straight-line winds, hail, and flooding on Saturday night. At least four people, including a child, were killed and at least 100 were injured. Thousands were without power, and there was significant damage to homes and property. The town of Sulphur in Murray County took a direct hit from an EF3 tornado, and dozens of buildings were destroyed. A tornado also touched down in Ardmore. Governor Greg Abbott is once again targeting the state's public schools. Speaking at a convention of the Young Conservatives of Texas, the governor brought up the story of a transgender teacher who wore a pink dress on Spirit Day, suggesting that cross-dressing in public schools should not be allowed. Civil rights groups say the governor should focus on what is taught in schools, not what teachers wear. Here's Jonathan Gooch with Equality Texas.
The fact that it does matter to the governor and singling them out is dangerous and terrifying.
These words from the governor he thinks will make things worse. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is urging people who live near dairy farms to be on the lookout for any sick pets that might have bird flu. Stephen Pickering has more.
The avian influenza virus crossed from birds into cattle at some dairy farms in Texas earlier this year. Now the USDA says cats appear to be susceptible to getting the virus from raw milk. They're urging pet owners who live near dairy operations to get their cats tested if they get sick. The commercial milk supply is still safe because of the pasteurization process.
A Lamar County jury has convicted Taj Lee of possession of a controlled substance less than 1 gram and one count of possession with the intent to deliver 20 grams of cocaine. After hearing testimony about Lee's previous criminal history during the sentencing phase of his trial, the jury sentenced him to 45 years in prison. Landon K. Allen pleaded guilty in Lamar County District Court last week to intoxication manslaughter and intoxication assault. Allen had been drinking when he lost control of his pickup and overturned. One of his passengers was killed and the other injured. He was sentenced to 5 years in prison for manslaughter and got probation for the assault. The American Veterans Traveling Tribute's Traveling Vietnam Wall and Cost of Freedom Tribute will be on display for the public at the Clyde W. Cosper Texas State Veterans Home in Bonham on Wednesday, May 1st and Thursday, May 2nd. The tribute wall, displayed at the Texas State Veterans Home, will be the larger version of the Traveling Tribute Wall at 360 feet long. It includes the Traveling Vietnam Wall and tributes to other conflicts and attacks. Six people, including two from Wood County, have been arrested by law enforcement agencies for allegedly forging a total of $44,161 worth of checks stolen from Smith County businesses between March 31st of 2023 and April 2nd. 48-year-old Dale Forbus Reynolds and 36-year-old Jessica Carmen Henderson, both of Mineola, were charged with engaging in organized criminal activity. The other suspects were all from Tyler. The Northeast Texas Choral Society presents its 26th spring concert with the theme I Saw the Light on Saturday, May 4th at 7 p.m. and Sunday, May 5th at 2 p.m. in the Sulphur Springs High School Auditorium. Tickets are on sale online at singerscount.org/shop from any singer and at local banks. The concert features American traditional music from sacred, spiritual, and gospel sources. I'm Dave Kirkpatrick.
This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.